Hi, I'm Chanel. I'm here with Elena. This is Chanel's podcast, not Elena's, Chanel's.
Hello, I am here, present.
Okay, but anyways, so my podcast is That's Debatable, and we are going to be talking about if Catra from The Legends of She-Ra and The Princess of Power is really a bad person. So basically, the show is about these two good sides and bad sides. The bad side is called the Horde, and then the other is, like, the Princess Rebellion. And Catra and Adora both grew up in the Horde, but Adora soon realizes that seeing all of this evil that the Horde has done when she leaves, that the Horde is evil and she doesn't want to go back. And Adora and Catra have both been abused by Shadow Weaver, which is the second in command of the Horde, or at least she was.
Yeah.
And then, they've both been abused by her, but Catra has been really physically abused, while Adora has just kind of always been the favorite.
Because, like, they both were, like, mentally abused as well.
Yeah,
but although Catra always was, like, you know, the scapegoat and always was, like, the one who took most of the brunt of it. But Adora
really didn't get any of it.
The thing, though, is, like, Adora never knew she was being manipulative and, she never
was manipulative. The problem is that everything that happened to Catra, because, yeah, the Horde is evil and stuff, but, like, Catra's grown up with all of the bad stuff from Shadow Weaver, and she's never had any good. The only stability in her life she had was Adora, and then
Adora left.
But when Adora left, she became so much greater, and she got so much more stuff accomplished because she didn't have that holding her back.
Yes, but was it good stuff?
Is she a tad obsessive? Yes. Yeah, but, like, just because it was good, Adora has always had the good side of the punishment, and Catra's always had the bad side. So them growing up like that, Catra is more willing to see all of the bad stuff, and that life isn't great, and it's just filled with hate and destruction and not okay stuff. But then Adora is only filled with, like, everything's okay, I have my best friends, the Horde only does good.
Wander and exploring.
So then when she sees the Horde being bad, she's like, not okay, I'm done, I'm out. And Catra's just sitting there like, you're just now realizing the world is evil, like, and then the second you realize that the world is evil, you leave me to go be with other people. That's not okay.
I mean, Adora asked her to come with, though.
But the thing is that they've been through so much, and there was other stuff that Adora could have done because she didn't realize everything bad that was going on. They could have, like, taken it a different way. Like, maybe she could have stayed and started manipulating it in the Horde. And even if she stayed, if they became first in command at the Horde, they could do their own stuff and make everything fine. Wish they were getting there.
But she found the sword and had to go do that. She had to go talk to whatever, Light Hope. No one likes Light Hope.
Well, then maybe she shouldn't have even left in the first place. That's a thing that could have happened.
At this time, please release mass team to Mr. Wood's room.
I'm not stopping the podcast.
Thank you.
We will just add an extra 30 seconds. Okay. So, anyways. No. Like, Catra has done some very bad things, but I mean, she's grown up like that. She's never known anything different. She doesn't really know the difference between right and wrong.
Not really, because, like, she's never had the chance to really be, like, Adora.
No, she's never had the chance to be good. She's never been number one. She's always been in Adora's shadow.
Always.
The only time she took the spotlight was when Adora left. Yeah, but even then, Shadow Weaver just wanted Adora back. And when she finally got her back, she threw Catra back down and was like, since Adora's back, you're not in command anymore.
Really, though, because, like, to be honest, Catra did a lot of stuff for Shadow Weaver.
She did, and Shadow Weaver
and
didn't.
And sure, she was disrespectful and didn't take her seriously, but, like, if you grow up in that, like, environment where, like, you have to do this and you can't trust literally anyone to get to the spot you want to be, you can't be respectful towards her unless, like.
But I don't even see why she always took Adora's side, because the first time they really got snapped at, like, she blamed Catra, but it wasn't even really Catra. Like, Adora was the one that was like, ooh, let's go in to the room they weren't allowed in.
That was probably because Catra has, like, gotten fights and stuff before and probably hasn't been as, like, probably scared as Adora, I don't know.
Well, even then, she didn't care if they got in fights. Like, that one girl that they fought with the octopus arms or what the frick ever, Octavia, yeah, they didn't care. Like, Shadow Weaver didn't care at all about that. Like,
yeah, but they that do what they still do. Goes on Catra's reputation.
Yeah, but Adora and Catra have been together all the time. So, like, even when Catra does something bad, Adora sticks up for her. And if Adora does something bad, Catra sticks up for her. So technically, their reputation would be the exact same because they do the exact same stuff because they're always with each other.
Yeah.
Only when they were teenagers did Catra really start seeing this and seeing how Adora was favored over her. And so she stopped showing up to practices.
No, that's incorrect. She knew when she was little, too, because Shadow Weaver specifically, when they first got caught for going in.
But it didn't really hit her.
Yes, it did. She said the only reason I keep you around is because I like because Adora favors you. Like,
but she still tried until then. Like,
not really.
When she hit teenager, though, she really didn't try at all, and she started skipping. It was when they were fighting, because remember when they were thinking and they were, like, training or something? Catra was about to win, but then someone else came up and was like, hey, hit you with the sword.
Mm-hmm.
And so the only reason, that was when she really kind of realized that Adora is always going to be number one. She's never going to be surpassing her. And then she started skipping. Like, when she was a kid, they really didn't practice much. They just kind of played around. But she's not a bad person. She's just trying to...
She's not a bad person.
She doesn't know the difference between right or wrong.
That is not an excuse.
It does.
No, it's not.
Adora only knows the difference because she's grown up in the light. She's never seen the bad. She's never even saw the quote-unquote princesses doing bad stuff.
Yeah.
Which the Horde manipulated them to think.
Catra.
Catra was smart enough to know that the Horde was manipulating them, though.
Yeah, Catra was already kind
she of already knew.
In that. Yeah.
She probably thought that Adora already knew.
Well, yeah, she thought anyway until Adora was all like, hey, this is wrong. And she's all like, well, yeah.
You just now. No. And I mean, when I first saw it, I hated Catra.
Yeah, obviously. I know.
I hated Catra.
No.
Because she's just being a butt and she doesn't understand how it's wrong. But then you got to think about her side of it. She's never seen that. She's always had Catra by her side. I mean, Adora, not Catra. Catra can't be by her own side.
And I can see, like, was it good that Adora left for Catra's? Yes.
I mean, no. Wait, finish your statement.
For Catra's position, I guess, in the Horde, it was good that Adora left. Even though, like, she's never really had... Because she's never had that opportunity to even, like, try. She's all like, why try when I know Adora is just going to get it anyway?
But Catra also needs to get it through her head. If Adora would come back at any minute, she would have that spot back.
Mm-hmm.
Because Adora is Adora, and Catra's always been in Adora's shadow. And that's not right, but that's just how she's... always been and been raised. But I know it's not really that good that she's in the position she's in, because now that her and Adora had their falling out, they can't make changes for the better. She's not going to. She's gonna go after Adora.
No. They didn't have a falling out. They had a full-on, like, fist fight. Catra hurt Adora a lot, even when she was She-Ra.
Yeah. Like, she has every right to be mad at her, too. She left her in the Horde with Shadow Weaver.
She tried to take Catra with her so many times.
But Catra was already...
Three times.
But Catra was already almost at the top. If you're almost... If you're studying and you're working and you have a B+, are you just going to stop and be like, okay, going back to a C because I can?
If I'm studying how to be a terrorist, yes.
This isn't about terrorism, it's about Catra.
What do you think the Horde is?
Oh, God.
What do you think the Horde is?
Technically, no, because the princesses came from the Horde. The princess is the rebellion. The Horde has always been there. It's just
no,
that,
it hasn't.
Yes. Okay, you got this wrong. The princesses are the rebellion. They're going against the Horde.
Well, yeah.
They've always been, like, together and stuff. And, I mean, the Horde was technically, like, the superiors, like, rising up and being like, okay, the rebellion is the people going against the Horde that are like, hey, we don't like the way you're running things. This isn't okay.
Yeah.
Because Scorpia has the black diamond.
Mm-hmm. Garnet.
Garnet, diamond, same thing. No, it's big, not. It's red, and Entraptor destroyed it. So.
Yeah.
And, I mean, yeah, Catra's a little manipulative, but...
A little? She's very manipulative. Did you see how she treated Entrapta?
But they left Entrapta, which, I mean, that was her friend's fault, because,
that
like,
was.
She wasn't dead.
I blame them entirely. Why would they think she was dead? When has the Horde ever actually, like, killed people who are important?
Let me think.
They didn't kill Glimmer. They could have held, like, Entrapta.
They were gonna kill her mom.
Well, yeah. But that didn't happen. The princesses are different from a queen who owns, like, an entire thing.
And, I mean, okay, going back to, like, Catrin, when she gave Adora the sword, mm-hmm. because she gave her the sword and was like, mm-hmm. get out, everyone was like, oh, it's they still like each other, ship it, they're going to get together. But then she comes on, she's like, it's because I didn't want you to come back. Why would she even give her that power and just have killed her there instead? Because... I mean, Catra's almost as strong as She-Ra.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, like...
I don't know how, but yeah.
And Adora isn't even half as strong as She-Ra.
Oh, definitely not.
Which also makes you think, how could Catra have stayed in her shadow for so long if she's stronger than the Princess of Power?
I don't know. Maybe because she never, like, thought anything would happen even if she tried.
Or even if she did, it was just...
Always
she's Adora. Always been with Adora.
Always.
And Adora. They've always been friends. And it's like she knew that's what Adora wanted. And she's always been in the Shadow Weaver. Oh, you're not as good as Adora.
Freaking Adora.
This is racism at its finest. It's just because she's a cat. What do you want to bet? It's just because she's a cat.
I don't think that's exactly the problem here.
I think it is. I think... If she wasn't a cat, it'd be fine. I'm kidding. Okay, now I'm just kind of making up stuff.
That's... Where are you even getting this from?
Well, I mean... There's lizards in the Horde, too. Never mind.
Yeah. What do you think this is?
But when they went to the dance, too... Mm-hmm. She just kind of... Like, Adora was just off her freaking butt trying to stay on Catra and figure out what she was planning.
Yeah, she screwed a lot of stuff up at that dance.
And she didn't even realize that that's what Catra was wanting. She knew Adora was going to be like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Adora's pretty dense, actually.
Yeah, I hate Adora. She's a jerk.
She's not a jerk. She's just stupid.
Yeah.
She doesn't know any better. Isn't that exactly the excuse you used for Catra, was she didn't know any
Catra
better?
Is not stupid. Catra just...
I know. Catra's really smart, which is how she's so manipulative.
Yeah, but that's not going to get her anywhere, because you know it's a TV show, and you know the good guys are going to come out top, but who's really the good guy here? Not Adora. She left her best friend in the most evilest place she could.
If you have a friend
well, even
who you know likes it where it's evil...
Why didn't she take
help
her?
That.
Why didn't she take her with her into the Whispering Forest to go get the sword?
Yeah, she probably could have done that.
And instead, she's like, "Hey, wait here, cover
for me."
No, she could have went with her to get the sword.
Yeah.
I mean, Catra still probably been like, "You have brain damage."
Would have.
Or yeah. She would have been like, "Hey, another
no." If she
let's
saw
buy
Glimmer,
the skins again.
A princess, Catra would have literally killed Glimmer.
She would have.
She would have actually killed them.
But it's. I just can't get over the fact that, like, Adora has never seen... But she also, she saw all of this happening to Catra. She saw all the abuse. She saw everything she was going through. And she only once tried to stop it. Only once.
She didn't know it was really abusive until she was out of the Horde, though.
How do you not know that's abusive? If I punch you, it's like, oh, 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 you're just playing. No, you're trying to kill me.
No, she... I don't know.
She saw how Shadow Weaver treated her. She saw how all of this happened. And she stood up for Shadow Weaver that one time.
Yeah. That probably didn't happen very much later.
No. But when after they had gotten done training, they were talking about it. And she's like, oh, she's so mean to me. And Shira's like, well, you're kind of... Adora. Well, you mean you are kind of rude to her. Catra's rude to her because there's nothing else she can do.
Yeah, I suppose.
Shadow Weaver's just a jerk.
Yeah.
And even when freaking the leader of the Horde was like, Shadowweaver, stop your crap. Catra is in charge, and you're going to stop looking for Adora. The minute she had Adora in her grasp again, she's like, bye, kitty.
Bye, Catra.
See you later.
See y'all.
Which I don't understand where her hate from Catra comes from.
See, like, there's a lot of stuff we probably don't know, though, that Catra has done, maybe, to Shadowweaver. She's always been really disrespectful to Shadowweaver.
She wasn't until Shadowweaver started getting onto her, because when she was a kid, she was just like, I didn't mean to, I'm sorry. And Shadowweaver's just like, no, that's not okay. But then when Adora was like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to, she's like, oh, it's fine, princess, just keep Catra in her place. Yeah. Catra's not really a bad person.
Yeah, even Adora thinks she's not a bad person. Or she has the potential to not be a bad Adora's person.
Adora's let go of her, though. Yeah. That's what Lighthope was saying. In order for her to move on, she had to let go of Catra.
Catra wasn't going to change, especially not now. She's second in command.
Was she second in command at that point when she pushed her off the cliff?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, God. No. Wait, she was no, about no. to be.
Like, literally the day after.
Oh, God. Catra. I don't even think Catra, like, wants to be good because she doesn't know what it is. She just wants to have fun and live her life. But, I mean, there again, that's all she's ever known. There's no way anything else can happen.
Looking at the text post I sent you, which changed your entire world's view of Catra.
Okay, but, like, it's got a point.
I can understand why Catra is angry, because, yeah, that did happen, and Adora did leave her, which sucks, and it's terrible. But, I mean...
And you gotta think, like, how long have her and Catra been together? Like, maybe 18 years, assuming they're both adults? Yeah. Okay.
Maybe.
They were together for 18 years. She put up with this abuse for Adora for 18 years, and Adora just... lived in her little happy glimmer world, didn't see anything. Adora meets Glimmer and Bo, and she completely leaves Catra. She completely forgets about her.
Yeah.
And even when Catra comes back for her, and she's like, Adora! You can even see there that their friendship is strained, and she wouldn't go back. Like, you can see when she's with Glimmer and Bo, and then with Catra, that friendship had already kind of not worked, which and she didn't miss her. Which is crazy,
because, like, literally they'd known... Bo and Glimmer for, like, what?
Not even a day.
Not even a day. Less than a day.
But you can see that when they're together, when her and Catra are together, that she didn't miss her. She didn't want to go back and be with her. Like, she had to do for the greater good. But...
that meant abandoning Catra.
Yeah. And, like, even though she's like, hey, you can come join me, Catra's still just hurt because it's, like, her best friend just left her for two people she hadn't even known for a day.
Which is terrible and sucks because who does that?
Yeah. So really, it's Adora.
You find a magic sword. Okay, cool.
Your whole life changes because you found a magic sword. Gotta leave your best friend behind. Gotta leave all your friends. And then even
your whole life, really.
Adora was fighting that other person from her group in the scene where they were gonna go like save Glimmer and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, don't hurt my friends. And the other girl was like, we were your friends. And that's just, that hits. Because Adora doesn't care about her past life. She just cares about making things better. Because she's the princess of power.
No one likes Lido.
Well, she just, it just makes me mad.
I know.
Catra doesn't deserve to just be in second place and in Adora's shadow. And I kind of love that Adora's gone because you can really see Catra work hard and improve. But at the same time, there's no limit to Catra. She's going to blow over.
Definitely.
And eventually, she's going to take out the Horde leader, and that's going to get her freaked up because she's not going to be able to do that. Because her goal is to take over the Horde.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But... that's not probably going to happen. I can't see her taking over the Horde and being a good leader.
Yeah, because she's too Gryffindor-y.
Okay, we're not crossing fandoms.
We could.
Catra's not a freaking Gryffindor. She's a freaking Slytherin.
I know, but she is very impulsive.
Okay, she's very impulsive.
she would think, let's send all of our armies here, and then they get attacked from behind or something, and then they lose everything. She would do something like that.
She would.
She doesn't second guess anything, really.
She doesn't. But she's never been taught to, either.
Yeah.
She's never been taught to take a step back.
Do something, ask questions later.
And even if she did, because, like, even in that little scene where they first stole the ship, Adora was like, hey, wait, save some gas for us to get back. She's like, that's future Adora and Catra's problem.
Literally, though. I forgot about that. Oh,
I didn't, because I say that all the time.
She's so impulsive.
That's future Adora and Catra's problem.
That's such a terrible way to go throughout life.
That's how I go throughout my
it's
life.
It's bad.
It's not that bad. Like,
you
everything
hold
will be
no
fine.
Responsibility for your future problems. That's bad.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, she's just trying to move forward in her life and get there.
Yeah. And, but the thing, though, in, like, the very first episode, when Catra was angry and Adora was still with her and first got the promotion to Force Captain, and she said
you
she
could
just,
tell that hurt her.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But, like, Adora should have known, in all honesty, because Catra had always said, I don't want this, because...
But who wouldn't want to be a Force Captain? Who wouldn't want to be a leader of something?
She said that because she knew Adora wanted it. That's, like, literally the only reason.
But even then, once she got it, she was willing to give it up for Adora again and bring her back. But then Adora wouldn't take it. And then once Catra realized that, she's like, you know what? Screw Adora. I'm my own freaking cat.
Okay. Catra, a person or a cat? The world may never know.
Solution to this podcast of debating. Catra's not evil. Catra's not good. Catra is just the way she is because she was raised, which isn't a good solution, but she doesn't know any better. And Adora is the root of all evil. Okay, thank you. Good night.